All right, everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. It's Jordan, and you've seen the red flashing lights. We have breaking news. So if you have not heard, Don Brown has been fired, or I guess relieved of his duties per the official press release as the defensive coordinator of the Michigan Wolverines. So I'm going to quick run down kind of my thoughts on it and where I want to see the Wolverines go here with this and kind of what my overall feeling about the move and what it might suggest for the future. It's just me. I'm going to do this quick little special. Kind of hinted that we may do some of these one-off special casts if breaking news happened, and you have one officially. So before I get started, please follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Everything is Spartans, Wolverines, Beard. Lane has been really, really good about being active on our social media accounts. I'm going to try to be much better about being on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. If you have not already, please subscribe, rate, review, whatever platform you listen to us on. We greatly appreciate it. And also the Watershed Voice, our local partner here, Alec at the Watershed Voice, has been great with us, trying to help us branch out a little bit. And if you have not, please check out Lane and Alex MBA special that they did yesterday. I listened to it, and not being super educated on the NBA, I thought they did a phenomenal job. They really covered every basis of this upcoming season. So if you are a basketball fanatic in the NBA range, I highly suggest giving that a listen. They did a phenomenal job with that. With all that said, I'm gonna dive into this Don Brown situation. So I'm recording this on Tuesday night, 6:30. Don Brown was let go per the university press release. It's first reported by Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports. Any of you that have listened to this podcast, you know where I stand with this. This has been a long time coming. Don Brown, given, yes, all the success he's had over his career and the accolades that he's racked up, they've been nothing short of phenomenal, but anybody that has watched these last few seasons would be lying to you if they didn't think that the defense had greatly regressed in the last 2 years, especially. I mean, no bigger indicator than the Ohio State games, where I think it's a combined 110 points in the last 2 years, and it was bound to be another 60 this year if they would have played. So this is something I think we as a Michigan fan base all saw coming, but I think there's some underlying things here that are missed with this, that if you look a little deeper and not just the wholesale picture of it, what this kind of means. I'll touch on that here at the end, but at first I want to kind of get into candidates and kind of what I would like to see, what I think we might see. There's a few different routes they can go with this. You can the big name floated around on all the social media sites is Derek Mason. Former Vanderbilt head coach, has Jim Harbaugh ties from his days with Stanford and in the NFL as well. I would love that hire. Derek Mason is flaunted as a defensive guru. He's a young presence that kids really would be able to relate to. And I personally, he would be my 1A hire. I think you call him and you make him say no. And I would honestly be surprised if there hasn't already been some kind of back channel communication between him and Jim. As I said, they do have the ties. But a lot of people think that that's not something that he would be interested in doing. He may be looking to do the year off kind of thing, step back, grand scheme of things, and get right back into head coaching gig at a smaller school. We'll see. You never know with those situations. But I do think that's a great fit, both personality-wise, coaching philosophy-wise, and for the recruiting aspect of it. He's a great recruiter. Obviously, Vanderbilt is the toughest job in the SEC, so he was destined for failure there, but that was a good hire for them at the time. A few other names we've heard. Some, in my mind, are unrealistic. Some are more realistic, but probably down the line a little further. Pie in the sky name I've heard is Will Muschamp from South Carolina. Well, yes, Will Muschamp would be great. South Carolina just paid him an ass load of money to go away, and he's got Southern roots, and I don't see him making the move to come up to Michigan in this climate when he can just wait and probably get another, you know, a Mac level job or something in a year or two, or, you know, something of that caliber, take some time off and really reevaluate. I just don't see Muschamp as being a realistic option. Another name I've seen a lot of on Twitter, which I feel like it doesn't have a whole lot of weight, is Chris Partridge. Everybody loves him because of the recruiter that he is and his time here at Michigan. And it always seemed like he was the defensive coordinator in waiting, but Michigan never really gave him that title. And although all the reports say that when he left to go to Ole Miss, it was a good breakup, so to speak, but I get the sense that that's not something that Michigan's going to re-explore. Could be wrong, but Partridge is a guy that's never been a defensive coordinator. I mean, he's a high school head coach in New Jersey and came to Michigan as a special teams linebacker, safety coach. So he's never really been a defensive coordinator. I just don't know if I really like that idea with where this program's at. I think we would need somebody a little bit more proven in the realm, kind of like a Derek Mason, like I touched on. Another name that's a hot name right now is Tim Banks, given all the social media stuff. If those of you that don't know, the Twitter nut jobs are out checking on people's follows, and apparently Tim Banks from Penn State has followed a ton of Michigan players. He's got Detroit roots. He's from Detroit King High School. Amazing recruiter in state, all those things. But another guy that's never been a defensive coordinator. He's always been kind of a secondaries coach and a recruiting specialist. He's a guy I would rather see them target as a safeties coach and make him like a lead recruiter type, kind of like a Sherrone Moore is for the offense. The other name that I've heard and I like and I would be super happy about, but I just don't know that it makes any sense, is Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong, obviously been at Texas, been at South Florida, been all over the map. Excellent recruiter, recruits Florida really well. Just another one. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't see that as being a viable option. The other name, I guess, that came to my mind, and some people are going to hate that I even say this, is Mike Zordich. You know, Zordich is he's a no BS guy. He's a straight shooter. He's been with the program. He's developed corners very well. I mean, for all of our inefficiencies at corner this year, the one thing you can say is guys like Jamon Green got a ton better from week one to their final game. Obviously, it wasn't hard given the poor play to begin, but he has developed guys. I mean, LaVert Hill and David Long and Ambry Thomas and Jordan Lewis. All these guys are Mike Zordich guys, so it might be a situation where they promote from within, but I really, really doubt that. So it'll be interesting to see what direction the university and Jim Harbaugh specifically goes with this, because I think that will tell you more of what they are aligning with, if they're going to go for a more recruiting-based coaching staff or if they're going to go for more of a disciplined fundamentals-type coaching staff. It would be nice to have a good balance, but in my opinion, I think you need to go balls out in recruiting, and I think Derek Mason would be my number one call there. So with that thought, if you caught what I said there, it should be a little segue into what my thought is with this whole thing and what people are kind of missing with this. The fact that it's come out that Don Brown is out almost guarantees to me that Harbaugh will be back with Michigan. So if you think about it, and I want to credit the Michigan insider Zach Shaw, I saw him put on Twitter about this, and I thought the same thing before I even read it, was that it wouldn't make sense for Don Brown to be fired by Jim Harbaugh if Jim Harbaugh wasn't coming back. So in my mind, it tells me that, okay, these negotiations are happening like everybody's been reporting, and it's kind of a situation where Ward and Jim are sitting down and saying, okay, we got the ins and outs of the contract laid out. We know we need to make staff changes. Who's first? So Don's first, and now who's second, who's third? That's part of the negotiations, because anything we know about Jim is that we know he's loyal and he doesn't like to just fire assistants. So it's not going to be an easy process, because he does hire people that he builds relationships with. So he gets personally attached to this kind of stuff. And that's why some of these coaching changes have lingered longer than what they should, Don Brown being that prime example. But I think if anything else, this points to the direct fact that I think this Harbaugh deal is done in principle, at least, it's, you know, we've got at least the structure built and we understand each other and we're all on the same page. Now, the part of it that doesn't make sense is, why aren't you coming out and saying it? Because it would be reassuring to everybody, recruiting, the transfer portal, all of that, to say, okay, this deal is done in principle. We're just dotting the T's and crossing the I's. That would be best case scenario, in my opinion. But, you know, we're not in that. We're not in that administration. We're not a part of that. So we don't know. And, you know, and all, you have to give Ward the benefit of the doubt here. I mean, this is an athletic director that was a part of arguably one of the toughest coaching transitions ever. When he was at UConn, he had to get rid of Jim Calhoun, who is a staple in the college basketball world, because things just weren't going right there. So he's been a part of these whole high profile changes. So you have to give him the benefit of the doubt and hope that he understands what he's doing. I mean, the dude has hired two great coaches in Juwan Howard and Mel Pearson from the basketball and hockey programs. So you kind of got to give him the benefit of the doubt here and hope that this is all handled right. But with the timeline of this and how everything's falling out, this just leads me to believe that Jim Harbaugh will be back. And this is the first domino to fall in the coaching shakeup. In my opinion, I think this is the first one, and I think you could see as many as five changes in the coaching staff that at least make sense and are probably necessary. So obviously Don Brown is one. The safeties position with Bob Shoup has been a nightmare all year. You have to assume that that's done, so that's two. I see no reason why you don't see at least one or two on the offensive side, maybe a quarterback's coach. And, you know, given all the scub up of Gattis on Twitter, maybe a new offensive coordinator, although I don't really want that given everything that's going on. And then a guy like Sean Nua, in my opinion, on the defensive line isn't completely safe. So it'll be interesting to see how many more names we hear about. Christmas is coming, and I know all the reports are that Jim's going back to California to be with his family for the holidays. And it would be nice to hear about a contract extension before that happens, because if it doesn't, then he's out there when the NFL jobs start ending, and then you hear about more rumors, and that just creates more uncertainty with recruits. So we'll see. The coaching carousel in Ann Arbor is spinning full circle. I think there will be no shortage of rumors. There'll be no shortage of thoughts between the Michigan fan base, but we know one thing for sure, that Don Brown is out, and now there is a new defensive coordinator search that should be underway. And in my opinion, you need to call Derek Mason first and at least make him say no. You always got to shoot that shot, that big dog first. But, and the one last thing I will say, as critical as I've been of Don Brown, I read something about what had been this whole coaching transition thing had been kind of percolating for a while. And I read something about it today after the news broke. And if it's true, Don Brown has gained a ton of respect in my book. And I had read something about this a while ago and just kind of slipped it under the rug. But it sounded like this has been something that's been talked about with Don for a while, before signing day even. And he basically was still out recruiting for Michigan and telling these kids, you know, I don't care if I'm going to be here or not, that you need to be here because you're the right kid for Michigan. So all the differences I may have with what Don Brown and how his tenure ended here, if that report is true and he is truly doing that on the trail, then that's an A-plus in my book, and Don Brown will always be a Michigan man, in my opinion. We may never know the answer to that, but that's just what some of the connected people are saying that was being told to some of these recruits. So you kind of got to take them at their word and see. Well, I guess we'll find out. Maybe we'll hear it's true. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But definitely a high character move, in my opinion. So that's my quick little 15-minute ramble there on the Don Brown thing. Like we said, Lane and I are off here for the holidays, but if any more news breaks, I will jump on here and discuss it. If we hear any more news with the Lions, I'm sure Lane will jump on and go over that. Otherwise, we'll be back after the holidays. And like I said, if you have not, please give Lane and Alex NBA preview a listen. Like I said, I'm not an NBA guy, and they hit it out of the park. It was a home run all the way, and great information, good conversation. I mean, it was engaging. So thank you again for tuning in. Obviously, the moves have started in Ann Arbor, and we will see where they take us and what the future brings. So please, everybody, have a very Merry Christmas. Please follow us, share, like, subscribe, rate, review, all that great stuff. And then my number one thing is always tell a friend. So thanks again for listening. Please let me know what your thoughts are. And we'll be back after the first of the year. Go Blue!